brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I know a lot of our affiliates join us in the second, third, fourth hour. Boy, did you miss it, but I'm going to re-air it. That interview is so powerful and so important. I'm definitely going to re-air some of it today and all of it tomorrow. It'll be posted at Infowars.com. We just had General Hamid Ghul, the former head of Pakistani intelligence that ran the operations against the Russians, talking about everything, the CIA staging videos of bin Laden. I got most of my questions out. I didn't get into how the FBI doesn't have bin Laden on the most wanted list. That was unedited, live, on air, and I had Paul Watson waiting in the wings, but it was, Ghul was bringing out so much, I never got to Paul. I knew he had some questions. He'd been holding for an hour. Kind of the post game here, Paul, what did you think of that?
Well, I think he spilled the beans on just about everything, didn't he, Alex? I didn't expect him to be so explicit in, going on record as saying that America was behind the Bhutto assassination, the bin Laden tapes are staged. Obviously, he told CNN what he thought about 9/11, but they never gave him the time to go into detail about it, which he did on this interview. And perhaps that's, we've heard a few of the reasons today why the US government is trying to put him on a terrorist list and get the UN Security Council to denounce him as a terrorist, because he's certainly turning out to be somewhat of a thorn in the side after being
That's why he's spilling the beans for now, because he knows if he gets it all out, there's no reason to go after him.
That could be it. And I mean, obviously, he's been accused of doing everything under the sun. He's accused of being the mastermind of the group, the Pakistani terror group that's been blamed for Mumbai. He's been accused of creating the Taliban. He was accused of being the man in 1998 who tipped off bin Laden that the US were about to launch the missile strike on him because they'd tracked his satellite phone. And then even in 2004, according to this article out of India, he was identified as being bin Laden's master planner behind 9/11. So he's been accused of just about doing everything. Obviously, he's denying it all.
Oh, he made NORAD stand down and made the U.S. troops mass around Afghanistan. And he made the U.S. embassies let the supposed hijackers back into the country, according to Reuters and Newsweek. No, it was our government, our illegitimate criminal government.
Right, so he's obviously fallen out of favor with them, and now, because he did work with them at one point with the Mujahideen in the
80s. I talked about how they set up Saddam. I'm not saying he's a good guy. I'm not saying any of these guys are great guys. The point is the U.S. works with them or creates them and then stabs them in the butt.
Exactly, which seems like it's happening to him now with the, even though he's publicly said that he will go to the U.N. and, quote, present himself for inquisition before a U.N. commission to clear himself of charges that he had links to Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. So he's fully prepared to do that. And I don't think they'll let him do it, though, because it'll only give him another opportunity to have a public platform.
Well, I put the question to him about bin Laden. And, I mean, he's a former intelligence chief. I'm sure he wasn't saying everything, and there might have been some deception in there, no doubt, to protect himself. But we know what the record is, and we know they did keep the operation compartmentalized with the Saudi side, the British side, the U.S. side, and the main side with Pakistan. Directly funneling the weapons in, but then the CIA did a lot of the training. Just an amazing interview, Paul. I mean, how do you put all that into one article? I hope you and Steve and everybody else, Kurt Nemo, we need stories on all of this, Paul. This was just absolutely amazing. I'm glad your source in London, Simon, gave us his phone number to get a hold of his son, and just a blockbuster interview.
Exactly, it was.
Absolutely blockbuster. I want you to stay there, though. I want to shift gears just for five more minutes with you. The major British newspaper has come out and admitted world government is being set up. Okay, this is in everybody's face. And now for world government is the headline.
Hello, I'm Steve Chang. For the past several months, folks have constantly asked me to give them the date as to when they should be finished stocking up on food. We've been so beaten up by stock market, banking, housing, and unemployment crashes that we're desensitized and frozen inactive like the frog being unknowingly cooked in gradually increasingly hot water. Well, snap out of it. We now have a deadline. Joe Biden said it's going to happen. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell went on CBS Meet the Press and pointed to about January 22nd as the time a major international incident would force the new president to make unpopular decisions. Well, I take the general at his word, and my best advice is to have your food in your possession prior to the inauguration. Contact eFoodsDirect.com for your supplies prior to this deadline for disaster. Ask yourself, is it better to have too much too soon or too little too late? Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com. Hi, this is Steve Shank. The spirit of America is independence. The greatest gift of independence is food. Over one-third of Americans can't afford to buy food and pay their other expenses. Lines of credit and cards are often cut back or canceled. Last year, the eFoods Direct Holiday Food Unit was a fun and exciting one-year supply with a great price. This year, to quickly complete our food supply preparations, eFoods Direct has created a very serious holiday unit. This superfood supply costs $300 less than the basic Liberty one-year supply and has more food. That's safe food for less than half the cost of last year's groceries. Gift certificates are available for shipments that will not arrive by Christmas. Food is the gift of life and love this holiday season. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In closing on the General Hamid Ghul interview, we made contact with him yesterday afternoon and then confirmed the interview at around 11 o'clock last night, about 9 in the morning, their time. And so my whole team, the folks that worked on this were Aaron Dykes, Paul Watson, and Derek worked on it some too. So we just want to thank everybody for that interview coming through. And the journalist we've worked with, I don't know if he wants his name mentioned, so I won't bring it up, in London, lives next door to some of the family relations to the Ghul family. And so that's how we were able to get that for you, ladies and gentlemen, on the heels of the CNN interview where they heavily edited him. And we're just bringing you both sides here. And I agree with the information he's bringing out because it fits with all the evidence and the investigations we've done on each and every one of these cases, the globalist operations, their past operations, and currently what's happening. So they've had Army captains, Army colonels. This is in the Indian news. Everything he was saying is in the news in India. And he's right when he said India has now woken up. And for a few days, they were like, yes, attack, attack India. Now they're going, wait a minute. And they're finding out it was staged. Now, here in the United States, they're not. But just absolutely amazing. And we will post that audio interview for everybody at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. And we will hopefully, we have great listeners that volunteer it. I don't have the staff that does it, but I hope that a transcript will be made by our listeners of that interview, And then email to Aaron at Infowars.com. We'll check it for accuracy and then get it posted. And that would be a great service to everyone to be able to read that transcript. I know Paul will listen and do limited transcripts because you know, he can't transcribe the whole thing and then still write the article. We just don't have the staff. We just don't have the personnel. That's why we need capital. You know, the Ron Paul money bomb brought in $249,000. And we bought the most inexpensive robotic cameras and switcher. The whole package was like $25,000. Sounds expensive. That is ultra cheap. The next cheapest are like $40,000. You know, we bought the cheapest broadcast desk that looks good. We bought the cheapest plasma screen TVs that will look good on television. But we did buy good microphones, good hardware, more cameras. Our cameras, half of our three expensive cameras have been broken by police in Denver and New York and had microphones pointing the wrong direction and were broken lenses. So we bought three new cameras. And the next few weeks, I'm so busy fighting the New World Order with my radio show and the interviews and everything we do and setting up guests and working on websites and paying bills and dealing with human services things in my office. I'm so busy doing all of that. Wow, the power just went off in the office. I'm on backup right now. Good thing we've got backup batteries. Oh, man. I wonder how long I'll be on in here. These batteries usually work about 30 minutes. I need money to buy a bigger one. We need money to buy a generator. Hold on just a minute. I just came back on. Total circus in here. Anyways, and so I get so busy covering guests and information, I hardly get to my sponsors. You know, everything we do, bandwidth, better servers, money. More writers, more employees, money. Cameras, plane tickets, flying Webster Tarpley in to make the Obama video. All of that, and that's why I appreciate all of you that are PrisonPlanet.tv members. I appreciate all of you that do buy the books and videos at Infowars.com. That do call the toll-free number and order the books and videos that we have discounted. 9/11 Inside Job ball caps and T-shirts as low as $5.95. My films as low as $5.95. A lot of other books and videos by other researchers we carry. Please, this Christmas season, this holiday season, don't go fight in the malls if you're going to buy stuff. Don't, you know, all that. Give the gift of knowledge and information. Go to Infowars.com. Order books and videos. Get your orders in by the 17th, and you'll get it before Christmas. UPS Ground. Again, Infowars.com or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. There's still time if you, you know, mail it off the next 3 or 4 days to get your mail orders in. If you want to write to us, 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. You can also write to Alex Jones again at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And order the books and videos that way. And the best way to instantly fight the New World Order is get a $5.95 a month PrisonPlanet.tv membership, monthly trial, or get a yearly and get 5 months free right now on the special, more than 5 months free that we're running. 5.3 months if you want to get technical free. That's what it came out to. At PrisonPlanet.tv, all my films, hundreds of in-studio reports, the live feed we do it for at least 1 hour every day that's about to really get super professional in the new studio. I'll be going live out of there Friday, by the way. I'll be doing a test broadcast tomorrow at 4 p.m. for 1 hour, just on the web at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. So, but then it'll be on the AM and FM affiliates and everything Friday. So that is coming up. It takes a lot to feed all of this. But I'm proud of my team, proud of my crew, proud of everything they're doing, and just want to thank all of them. But do financially support us at PrisonPlanet.tv. I mean, let me give you an example. We bought a $4,000 piece of equipment, can't buy them used, it's so new, that if the internet streams go down being fed by our T1s or cable modems or DSL, which happens all the time when we refeed the stream, this piece of equipment automatically flips over to another channel without you ever even knowing. That's where the funds go. And we could do a lot more if we had more funds. We are blowing through the Ron Paul money. I think I've spent about $160,000 of that so far with the new office, and we haven't even hired new people yet. And then I've got to get it on Dish Network or DirecTV. I'm working on prices there. You've got to buy the time if you're like us to do a once-a-week hour show. If that works, I'll do 5 days a week. I mean, you know, we're really busting our hind ends here, and I appreciate everybody's support in the 6 months since the money bomb, which was not my idea. Folks just did it, so I got behind it. But I've learned in this fight I'm not ashamed to ask for capital, because what we can do with that seed money is absolutely amazing. And then we bring in all these other groups and activist groups and then energize them with activists and capital, thanks to you, the best audience in the world. Okay, enough for me going on that 3 or 4 minute diatribe. I want to talk to Paul for the rest of this segment. Then we're going to shift gears to children being kidnapped and dying in foster care. I see these articles every day. And now for a world government. This is the Financial Times of London, the most respected newspaper in the world. The real paper of record, where they do throw it in your face, is the Financial Times of London. Whereas other papers are 90% spin and lies, or they'll tell you the truth but then say it's a good thing, the Financial Times of London will throw it in your face. They admitted 3 years ago they were going to implode the small banks and insurance companies, cut off liquidity to the world, and then the banks were going to set up world government. They admitted a year and a half ago that they were going to call it a bailout that would really be a takeover. Well, and now for a world government. And it's an article up on prisonplanet.com. We're linking to the article itself, and Paul Watson did a boil down of it. Financial Times editorial admits agenda for dictatorial world government. And it says in the article says we need world government because of terrorism, financial collapse, all of this, and they don't tell you that the globalists are staging that. But they admit it's going to be dictatorial, it's going to be a world dictatorship, but that's what we need. And it admits the major players have been secretly working for decades to set up world government run for and by the banks. He will pay carbon taxes to them. It's all there. And it links to reports that go into more detail. Now, are you going to hear Rush Limbaugh? Are you going to hear Sean Hannity? Are you going to hear any of these people? No, they're going to keep saying it doesn't exist because they have to neutralize conservatives. Liberals have been taught world government's good and sold on the Kool-Aid. Okay, a world socialist state. They're starting to wake up, too. Conservatives are who have to be manipulated. And if OxyContin had ever told the truth, he'd be off the air. So that's why he won't. Folks, they'll have a world emperor in 20 years, and they'll be saying it doesn't exist. Okay, Paul Watson, this is incredible. But, I mean, we've seen thousands of articles the last 2 months admitting New World Order, world government. But this is admitting it's dictatorial. It's incredible, Paul.
That's right. There was one about a week ago called Obama's New World Order, which was roughly around the same principles. But, yeah, this is an editorial by Gideon Rackman, who is the chief foreign affairs correspondent of Financial Times, which, of course, is staffed by top Bilderbergers. They're always represented at Bilderberg, in particular by Martin Wolf, the associate editor. So it's the establishment newspaper. It's the newspaper of the elite.
Yeah, it's not the New York Times. It's about to go bankrupt, by the way, having to mortgage its building to stay in business for 200 and something mil. This is it. And again, we can't live in denial anymore, folks, all of you out there. Stop acting like children and denying this, Paul.
Well, that's right. I mean, you were called a nutcase throughout the 90s. Other people have been called similar for decades, for warning that we were moving towards a centralized global government. And this article lays it all out and admits it. And the telling thing about it is that it says that a system of world government basically will only be successful if it's anti-democratic, because it makes reference to the expansion of the EU and the fact that every time they put the expansion of the EU to a vote, like in Ireland recently, and they're trying to get that pushed through again, you know, if they just vote no, they just have another vote. The people always reject it because they hate it and they know it's anti-democratic.
And by the way, despite the media universally hailing it, it failed in Ireland this year. They're already bringing it back up to another vote.
Yeah, they just keep having another vote until they say yes. They just keep beating it into people. And this article admits that the only way this global government is going to be successful is if it's anti-democratic and dictatorial.
Well, I mean, the Pentagon, the Ministry of Defense all say that. That's what NAFTA, GATT, we're now 15 years into that. Look what it's done to us. They don't care. They're doing it. And the yuppies have been taught that world government doesn't exist, so they walk around reading their luxury clothing catalogs, sucking their thumbs, acting cool, posing and preening for each other. Stay there.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
'Tis the season to be healthy. Will the law be enforced by the UN to enslave the herbalists to come under the umbrella of Big Pharma? Will the public lose their freedom to obtain natural herbs for health and healing? Will this nation bow to such a concept? Choose life. Life Change Tea. Lose weight, detox from chemicals, and enhance your energy. And to give you an extra boost, buy a 4-week supply of Super Tea and get 2 more weeks for free. That's a 6-week supply for the price of a 4-week supply. It's our holiday special, and it's for a limited time. Order now online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Lose those unwanted holiday pounds. And don't forget, if you don't get the tea, it doesn't work.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Santa, Christmas Eve and you haven't left yet?
Ho, 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 ho. No, I can't find my keys.
Here's the perfect gift. Our patented Find One, Find All Key Finder, or FOFA XT for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet, and projects a loud 90-plus decibel beep. And new for Christmas, there's even a FOFA just for eyeglasses.
Where did I put my glasses, Mrs. Claus? Oh, here they are.
Luckily, Rudolph's nose isn't the only thing that flashes.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. Again, that's findonefindall.com.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another flash.
All right, final segment with Paul Watson. Then I've got a gentleman coming on, Greg Pound. They kidnapped his children years ago. The lady that did it even lost her job for him. They say, we're not giving him back. He's in the nightmare system of Florida. His wife had another baby and had to flee. And just every day I see where foster care kills another child. I mean, I'm not even looking for these news stories. And I mean, every time I hear on the news about some child caught in chains or in a cage, they hardly ever say it was foster care, but I'll go Google the local stories and then dig deep and then sure enough find out it's always, I mean, 99% of the time foster care. They live in cages. They torture them. They rape them. They sell them to sex slavery. The Texas Youth Commission, don't believe me, Google it. Tens of thousands of children, they sell them. They have prostitution operations in the prisons. Those are the 10 and 12 and 13-year-olds. This is hell released. It's going on all around you. That's why I stand against the New World Order, regardless of what happens to my life or my fortune, my blood, my family. I will fight these people. They have to be fought. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. In closing, Paul, I know you got to get busy on this huge interview we did in the first hour that was just ultra-massive with the former head of Pakistani intelligence, huge, exclusive, unedited, live. We've got to do more on this in the next few weeks. I mean, I want to put out some articles. I'm giving orders to armies that don't exist, but everybody else should. Challenging Limbaugh, challenging Hannity. You know, and like post 20 or 30 mainstream articles with government leaders and politicians calling for world government, saying New World Order means global government. And they still have all these think tanks and talk show hosts saying there's no New World Order, it doesn't mean world government, when they admit it means that. I mean, we were right about how they were going to put troops on the streets. We were right about getting rid of the governors in emergencies. We were right about Posse Comitatus ending. We were right about them imploding the economy. We are right about everything because we're reading the white papers. We're reading what they say. And literally, you've got the governor now arrested by the FBI up in Illinois. 3 months ago, he announces they're using National Guard door-to-door, confiscating guns in cities where they're banned, and it doesn't even make news. I mean, it just I saw a story out of Atlantic City where the whole government's corrupt, and it was admitting that it's just all total criminality. I mean, everything's falling apart, Paul, and I know it's bad in England. They're now the police knocked into a 70-something-year-old guy with a cigarette, no criminal record, a wealthy guy. They knocked the cigarette out of his hand. This is in the Globe and Mail today, and said, "Oh, you littered," and then gave him a $130 fine, a 60-pound fine. I mean, it's just government is just rampaging with evil right now. Every parasite, every nimwit, every scumbag is joining it. Go ahead.
That's right. Well, the people are still in denial, even though today it's right out in the open in the Financial Times with this article, this editorial, and now for a world government. The key quote in it is, quote, "International governance tends to be effective only when it is anti-democratic." So there it is right now, right there. It's saying it has to be dictatorial to have any kind of success. And one thing that we make reference to quite often is that whenever these elitists or these globalists are confronted by people who say you want to create a new world order, which is essentially a global centralized government unrepresentative of people and antagonistic to any form of democracy.
It's a world dictatorship by the financial elite, in David Rockefeller's words.
But they say it's not global government, it's global governance, as if there's any difference. Well, in this article, it admits that fact, that global governance is just a euphemism for global government.
Well, in the dictionary, it means the system of government. So
right.
It means government or to govern. I mean, that's how it's disdained for the public. They openly set up world government. I mean, Texas isn't even run by the state anymore. It's all international run. They're grabbing the power plants, the roads, federalizing, and then handing that over. All our ports are being handed over nationwide. They're buying. It's over. And we could turn it around. It's all illegitimate. But they tell the public, oh, honey, it doesn't exist. I mean, total disdain for the public.
Well, this is what's admitted to in this article. It says they have to use soothing language to prevent people from reaching for their rifles in America's talk radio heartland. That's a direct quote. And then he quotes Jax Attali, who's an advisor to President Nicolas Sarkozy of France, who argues that, quote, global governance is just a euphemism for global government.
They want our guns. The Financial Times, the foreign international affairs editor, they're openly saying they are neutralizing you with soothing language through Rush Limbaugh. Laughing. None of it exists. This is high treason. Paul, it's incredible. Great job, my friend. Great job on the article, okay?
Thanks, Alex.
Good job. We're going to cover this more tomorrow. We've got to fight them. They're kidnapping our children. That's part of a world government policy to break up the family, stated in thousands of government documents. It's policy. They're putting poison in your water and food. It's all admitted.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Toxic heavy metals negatively impact our health. They're in the air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we eat, the products we use, and the objects we touch. Exposure is impossible to avoid. Heavy metals build up within the body over a period of time, causing poor health. However, with Chelarex, they can be mobilized and excreted in a safe and effective manner. Chelarex was developed based on Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Chelarex does not contain EDTA and is made from all natural ingredients, enhancing the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and preventing their reabsorption. Chelarex contains antioxidants to protect the liver, kidneys, central nervous system, and immune functions, and effectively mobilizes mercury and 15 other heavy metals, including aluminum, arsenic, lead, and more. Find out what Chelarex can do for you by calling 1-800-675-4568 or visit us online at chelorex.com. That's chelorex.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Surprise your loved ones this Christmas with a gift of safety and security from MrDefense.com. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
Committed to the fight against global tyranny. Committed to the species Homo sapiens sapiens. And the great mission we have to people the stars. We will defeat the New World Order. We will defeat the parasites. We will unlock our minds and move on to the next level in human development. This is my commitment to you. And I ask you to commit to me and to the rest of humanity together to get out there and wake up everybody we know, to spread the word and the good message of freedom and liberty, and to expose the global parasite state that is the New World Order crime syndicate, that is really the old world order of feudalism. Okay, you know, Greg Pound was set up for the show, and the last time we set him up, his phone works fine until we try to call him, and it doesn't work. Type of headlines I have: both sides blame children's agency. A boy in foster care severely brain damaged. The foster parents had begged for help. Oh, they had begged for help. But I mean, it's just constant. You know, they're dying, being killed, on and on and on and on and on and on. Why didn't Polk County Sheriff's Office investigate deputies' role? And it just goes on and on. These are the type of stories I have. So we'll be getting into that when he joins us. I wanted to just briefly get back into this. This is such a big deal. I mean, does it insult you out there that you were taught by Rush Limbaugh and taught by Bill Clinton, who would also get up and say there's no such thing as a new world order, there's no plan for global government, NAFTA and GATT aren't global government, or Bush saying there's no such thing as a North American Union when they signed it in secret in 2005, and then lawsuits were made, and the documents got released, and the first thing was keep this secret from the public. We're going to have carbon taxes. We're going to regulate everything. We're going to take over all the major highways and tax everybody to fund the North American Union government. We're going to put the capital in Atlanta, Georgia. I mean, this is going on, ladies and gentlemen. And they're doing it. They're doing it. And they know you don't want to go along, so they've abolished the governors under PDD 51, abolished the Congress. Congress is now ceremonial. We've had Inhofe and other senators and congressmen on record saying they were threatened with martial law. They didn't pass the banker takeover bill. As of last Wednesday, I haven't seen a new AP or Reuters article since last Wednesday. $8.4 trillion in 7 weeks stolen by offshore banks. $8.4 trillion! I want to tell the cops something out there that think none of this exists, the New World Order doesn't exist, or if it does, it's good. They're going to take your pension funds, too. Firefighters, school teachers, all of you. Auto workers, you're getting nothing. They're going to first cut back what you get and then tax what you get. They've already announced that in Congress. And within 5-10 years, maybe even sooner, you will get nothing. Nothing. You understand? So go ahead. Go along with kidnapping people's children with a CPS with no due process or warrants and with a fraudulent family court system that doesn't have due process and isn't real in the name of protecting the children. Go ahead and go along with raiding people's houses for marijuana when the government ships in the heroin and cocaine and pushes all the other legal drugs that are much worse on the public. Go ahead and say there's no world government. Go ahead and say they're not bankrupting us by design. Go ahead and say I'm a liar. Go ahead, roll your sleeve up, take the flu shot every year. Go ahead and take it full of mercury. Go ahead and give your children all the shots you want. Go ahead and use a cell phone 10 hours a day up against your head. Go ahead and watch 4 hours of TV every day and get Alzheimer's. Literally causes brain damage. It lowers the brain waves. Don't believe me, just mainstream government studies. Go ahead and eat GMO soybeans and corn and rice. Go ahead and become sterilized. Go ahead and drink lots of fluoridated water. Go ahead and just believe whatever they tell you. Okay, don't check into eugenics. Like we're interviewing, you know, one of the top experts on genetically modified organisms yesterday, talking about a case where, you know, top scientist finds out that it's sterilizing all the rats and then actually changing their DNA and shriveling their testicles down to nothing and attacking the ovaries of the mice and rats. And then when the higher-ups, she's all freaked out about it, and they call her aside and they say, don't worry, we need to. There's too many people. We need to sterilize everybody. And then these yuppies go, well, there are too many people. Because they've been trained that's trendy to talk about. Okay, well, you go look at the African kids or the kids on your street dying of cancer that they're being shot up with and the GMO causes. You go ahead and understand, jackass, it's happening to you too, you stupid idiot. I mean, I remember going back a year and a half ago, people walk with me on the street or I get emails or I'd be trying to warn people at church or, you know, wherever. I'd say, you know, they're imploding the economy by design. It's going to get really bad. The stock market's going to drop by thousands and thousands of points, and they're going to rob the pension funds. And they go, I don't care. I don't own any stock. Everyone's designed now, conditioned, to not care about anybody but themselves. When you care about nobody, you fall apart. When you care about nobody, you lose control. You become a slave. Nobody cares about you. You understand that? That you got to put the big boy pants on and live in the real world and get out of your diapers? That corruption isn't cute and funny. It runs wild like cancer or like a staph infection, a flesh-eating bacteria. You understand? Stock market plunging affects everybody because it affects companies that capitalize and fund their expansion and operation and payroll with it. It affects everybody. It affects the company you work at. Even if you don't own stock, it affects everybody that does business with those companies. But you laugh about it. It's all funny. You've been trained to be self-assured, foolish people. Stop being arrogant. Stop being so self-satisfied. Stop thinking everything's okay. Admit there's world government. Admit classical tyranny's coming in. Admit, and you're like, I don't care. I've done nothing wrong. I like troops on the streets. I hope they arrest you. They're in my message comment boards every day saying that. I'm glad all this is happening. I can't wait till we get you. They even put their handle name, and you link through to their handle, find them on MySpace, and they're troops. Or they're bureaucrats. or they're nihilistic punk rockers or whatever they are. It's always different groups. Don't you understand that tyranny is for you? They want the tyranny to lower your standard of living. They want the tyranny to hurt the society. But again, these people are such cowards, they psychologically, subconsciously decide to join with the evil rather than fight it. Okay? Because it's so scary to admit this is going on. They go, okay, it's real, and I like it. Okay, I like it. Well, you're enemies of the Republic, you're enemies of humanity, and you will be defeated. You understand? You will be defeated. You understand that? We aren't going to stop, and we aren't going to back off, and we aren't going to quit. We've been right about everything. And a lot of you are laughing. A lot of you will be crying later. You're still living at mommy's house. You're still in the military. Or do you still think everything's okay? You're going to find out. You're going to find out it's not funny. Evil's not funny. Wickedness and torture isn't funny. It's going to come back on you 10 times what you dealt out. All right, for the balance of this hour, we're joined by Mr. Pound, Greg Pound. And Greg, recap in about 3 or 4 minutes what happened to you, what's happening in Florida, and then this latest case. And I know you follow this. Every day I read about foster children found starving to death or dead in cages, because that's normal standard. They put them in cages, I'd say about a third of the time. They starve them to death. They don't feed them. They're drowning every day. They don't have to follow any rules. They have swimming pools to foster things. The kid's drowning, not even a fence around it. CPS won't enforce against their own foster kids, foster parents, because they want to cover it up. Then there's the facilities that are even worse, where all the pedophiles go and work. And just nothing happens when all this goes on. And then now I played last week a clip of the head of foster care in an Oklahoma area going, children will die. So what? Yeah, they'll die. They're 5 times more likely to die in their custody, Justice Department's own numbers. And there's a new case here. A boy in foster care is severely brain damaged. And in most news reports, they never mention, but every time I hear about a kid in a cage or a kid starving, I'll hear the media announce, again, 99% of the time, oh, see, foster care needs more funding. CPS needs more funding. Family services need more funding. And then you go dig deeper into the other stories about it. You'll always find it's foster care. It's the government. So they hurt the children, then advertise that it's parents, and then get more money. There's no end to their wickedness. Greg Pound, tell us all about it.
Well, Alex, thank you for having me on again. I want to, what it is that I have our pastor on this program here. I have him on the other phone now. His name is B.B. Bent. He's got a degree in law and government. His father for 30 years was with the CIA. His son-in-law is over the embassy, the American embassy in Baghdad. His son is in the intelligence Marine Corps. And what happens is, the reason I have him is because I want him to help explain. He's been a part of the service of a civil government and the service of America.
I didn't know he was on today. Tell me his name again.
B.B. Bent.
And B.B. Bent.
Yeah, and he's also in law school in London.
Okay, that's fine. Tell me exactly. I mean, let's get into the current story you said you wanted to come on about.
Well, see, the current story is simple, that I heard your program here a week ago, and you were talking about, you had someone on there that you were interviewing who said to you that children are going to die, and you were pounding them out about the issue, and then the next day in the paper comes out the issue of this child that was only a year and a half old, taken from the parents, stuck in foster care. The foster parents told him, listen, We need help. We've got too many kids. They're grabbing so many kids. They're sticking them in the foster care places. The people can't deal with it. They told them to come and get the child. These two children that they dropped off said, listen, we can't deal with them. We need you to take these kids. And they never came out. They left them in the one, and they shook the child until the child was brain dead.
Yeah, they murder children just 24/7. Then nothing stops them, and now they go. John, pull that clip up where the head of CPS says children will die just the way it is.
That's exactly right. That was the clip that I heard. And so what happens is, our case manager who stole our kids illegally. Now, B.B. Bent has a degree in law and government. And our whole church, Alex, we could never deal with the hell that the CPI, Child Protection Investigations, what they're doing to Florida, what they did to our family, trying to break us down. We're in Pinellas County, where Terry Schiavo was starved to death. And these people they think they can do whatever they want.
So is B.B. Bent fighting this?
Oh, yeah. It's the whole church. Our whole congregation has supported us through this. And once you hear him talk and explain to you, I mean, and his whole family's involved.
Okay, well, I'm going to hold you over a little bit in the next hour, if you can do it, since we got you on late. And call Jesse Trinidad. Tell him I'm going to get him on 15 after, John. Okay, here is the clip. We're only going to play part of this. I can't stand listening to it. They snatched the lady's child for some dirty plates. We've contacted her and others. That's why they were taken. The little girl's taken for dirty plates in the house. They tricked her way in. Any dog hair, anything, they're gone. And they take them to these filth pits where they're killed. Here it is.
Children will die, whether they're in foster care or whether they're in their own relatives' care. Children will die.
Strong words from DHS after the deaths of two children. Thanks for choosing Eyewitness News 5 at 5. I'm Maggie Carlo.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Jessica Schambach. Two-year-old Skydawn Ward died Sunday. Tonight, her death and the death of another child over the weekend are raising questions about how DHS keeps kids safe while they're in foster care.
And Eyewitness News 5's Amanda Guerra joins us now. And Amanda, you talked to DHS today, and what they told you, downright shocking.
Yeah, it was shocking because the DHS spokesman, like you heard, told me children will die, no matter if it's in their own home or in foster care.
She was just beautiful. I mean,
2-year-old Skydawn Ward drowned at this foster home in Chickasha Sunday. It's not the only foster care death over the weekend. In Ardmore, 19-month-old Ray Palmer died when a car backed over him. Plus, DHS now faces a lawsuit from a Tulsa family. They claim this foster parent, William Hunter Jr., inappropriately touched his foster son. So today we went to DHS to ask them what they think about these recent cases.
So do you think something different will have to happen now?
I don't think so.
Why not?
Because children will die, whether they're in foster care or whether they're in their own relatives'
All right, that's
care.
Enough of that punk. Children. So the point is, they can kill your children 5 times more likely than any other group, most dangerous place to be. They can kill your children all day long, and there's no investigation, no changes. They're above the law. They are God incarnate. The death will continue. This was only one Oklahoma town. I mean, just deaths every day in Austin, deaths everywhere. The murder spree continues. The child molesters want a child. They go become foster parents, the CPS will not investigate because they will not investigate themselves. So the smart pedophiles don't stand outside schoolyards. They become foster parents, and the raping operation begins. Now, again, I'm running on here. B.B. Bent, you're welcome to comment.
Go ahead, Bruce. Bruce? I'm just here in dead airspace.
No, you're here. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay, Greg. I think,
Alex?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Sorry, sir. I was just here in dead air. I lost the
You're on
signal.
Air right now. Go ahead, Mr. Bent.
I want to let your listeners know the things that you've been telling people about what's going on around the country are dead on. They're not just happening here in Florida, but it is the program, a federal program, and the monies that are allotted to the states are dependent upon their participation in the program. We have documentation to show that the Not only are the federal agencies of the executive department involved, but because of that, the state agencies are involved under the same guise, and that the courts are involved by contract to as collection agencies for these agencies. They actually have signed contracts between the judges and the agencies as collection servants for that. The other thing that you mentioned that was so right on is the fact that the majority of this is coming to us not by our elected officials through the Congress. This has been suspended since 1933. Our under emergency powers, all of these things have been stopped. Most of our law now comes from executive order, not from our legislature.
And the family services, I even have a mainstream media clip today about it from mainstream television. It was set up for eugenics, and they would sterilize the poor children. That's where CPS was founded. Go ahead.
And you're absolutely right. That those things are very, very much a present part of everyday reality for so many thousands of families now across the country. And a lot of it is, as you said, in Florida specifically, because that's where we live and what we're dealing with every day. These things are done without the benefit of trial. They're done behind the closed doors of a judge's chambers in a judge who is appointed over that specific area of law, and who hears the cases and makes the decisions as rubber stamping the agency what has brought.
Children have less rights than Taliban at Camp X-Ray.
You're absolutely right. You know, there are so many things that You know, and the thing of it is, it's done under the idea that they're protecting child's rights. But in reality, it's the destruction of the family. It's not the protection. It's not the support of the parents in protecting the home and so forth, which is supposed to be, and is said legislatively to be the intent of the department, is to protect and hold the family together. And that the only time that the children are to be taken from the family is if, in fact, a crime has been committed. And the probable cause statute in the state of Florida for a hearing for taking custody of children is based upon the fact that there has to be the probable cause standard for an arrest warrant.
But all of that is ignored system-wide in a racketeering conspiracy for federal funds on headhunting. There are bounties on all your children. These are commanded by pedophile rings. It's been in the Florida news that every director of the CPS, well, for the last 6 years, it turns out, is a pedophile. Don't believe me? Check it out.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage? It was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
The holidays are right around the corner. The crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from PepperSpray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN. What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from PepperSpray.com? Shop now at PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. PepperSpray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
What would a sleigh dog do up in the North Country in northern Canada? It was tied up outside in the morning in its doghouse, and a grizzly bear or a polar bear came walking in. He'd bark. And I try to control myself. I want the listeners to know when I start frothing on the subject, because it really upsets me, it threatens me at a base level, hurts my spirit. Because I know, I've seen it. I've been there when they're snatching the babies for no reason. I've seen the people crying. I've seen the pain. I've seen the pedophile cops. They have special cops they use. Smile with pleasure. Big, fat, Nelly pieces of trash. maggot suckers, just pit of hell demons. I've seen the CPS people waddling around. They're all the same demons of hell, literal scum, filth, just unimaginable. And everything I'm telling you is true, folks. They're just grabbing over a million children a year with wanton abandon, always advertising the worst cases with parents to demonize parents. It's all part of eugenics. I'm going to hold you guys 15 minutes over the next hour. You were getting B.B. Bent, who our guest Greg Pound, who had his children kidnapped years ago for no reason. It was the neighbor's dog bit the child. And they take your child for that. They really hate Christians. Greg Pound, I thought that Pound was coming on about this this local Florida case of the child dying. I mean, it's always or the child being brain damaged or children dying. So I think it's important to personalize these stories. But yes, Mr. Bent, getting into how there is no Bill of Rights or Constitution for families and children. Go ahead.
Well, that's the thing, that once these things have been removed, we have no way to safeguard. In Florida, even though our Constitution mandates the right to trial by jury, right to trial by jury is denied. And even though, and our Constitution here is even higher than the federal Constitution, which says that it shall be irrevocable, and in all cases you have the right to trial by jury. But they sequester it into a private audience before a judge who just rubber stamps. With Greg's case particularly, at the shelter hearing, the judge would not allow any testimony to be made on behalf of he or his family. We were there sworn to testify, and the judge would not hear any testimony and said, I find probable cause, bam, that's the end of it.
And let's be clear. These are police officers posing as officers. These are CPS posing. The judge is posing. They're all illegally, in a money deal, sworn agents of the private adoption agencies and the government getting these bonuses. So, again, it's just a totally rogue criminal group.
That's really true. When we think about the fact that these individuals, and most of them, and I don't know that they're all malevolent in themselves from the beginning, but a lot of them go into these things with good intentions, and then they realize that their job is dependent upon getting more clients. If they want to get promoted, they've got to get a supervisor position. They've got to get people working under them.
Now let me stop
you again.
I've got the statistics. You can pull these up. About 55% of CPS workers, it has the worst government rollover of any industry, of any sector of government. 50% quit because they're the good people who won't go within 1 year. So they have the highest turnover, and then all you get left with is mercenaries that just want the money and pedophiles that want to rape the children. Go ahead.
That's exactly right. You're left with people who are doing it because that's how they make their living. And this is not serving families. This is not holding families together. It's destroying families right and left.
It's armed pedophile mercenary forces ruling.
That's exactly right. And there's no way to guard against it without a return to the fact of holding people accountability to their oath. That these people are supposed to be sworn servants of the people who are there to do only those things which they're allowed to do under the Constitution, the powers that we grant to them.
Now, stay there. Back in 70 seconds. Look, I've got two mainstream news clips I saw last night where they're having to pay eugenics reparations out of Health and Human Services.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A day.